Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, July 6th, 2017, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 64 of that Big Book, and we're going to be studying our focus study on paragraph 3 today. Today's readers are, for the 12 steps, Karen R., the 12 traditions, Faye F., and reading the text today and being of support is Christine M., Kathy Jo P., and Jody EQ. The reference numbers, starting with yesterday's 10 a.m. meeting, is 10122. And for the 7 a.m. meeting, the number is, and I think that maybe I'm remiss in getting that, so hopefully I can catch that up for you in just a moment. I seem to have lost it somehow. My apologies for that. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Karen R. to please read the 12 steps.
Hello, I'm Karen R. from North Carolina, compulsive overeater, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives have become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Karen R. I will now ask Faye F. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Faye F. Do you hear me?
I can. Go right ahead.
Okay, great. 1. Of the 12 traditions, 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Faye. Thank you for your service. And before we go further, I would like to offer you the 7 a.m. Eastern Time share ID, share ID for this morning, July 6th. It's 10124. 10124. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And again, as we've been announcing, no speaker phones, it seems to interfere. So today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 64, paragraph 3, that begins with resentment is the number one offender. And I will ask Christine M. to begin our reading and study today. Good morning, Christine.
Yes, good morning, everyone. My name is Christine M. I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Missouri. Resentment is the number one offender. It destroys more alcoholics than anything else. From it stem all forms of spiritual disease. For we have been not only mentally and physically ill, we have been spiritually sick. When the spiritual malady is overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically. In dealing with resentments, we set them on paper. We listed people, institutions, or principles with whom we were angry. We asked ourselves why we were angry. In most cases, it was found that our self-esteem, our pocketbooks, our ambitions, our personal relations, including sex, were hurt or threatened. So we were sore. We were burned up. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and set my timer here. This is good stuff. You know, when I came into the program, I felt that I was dealt a bad hand, and I was very angry about that. I was angry at everybody and everything, including myself. And my attitude was, I'll show them, you know, I'll hold a grudge, I'll hold a resentment, but the resentment was killing me. It was blocking me off from the sunlight of the spirit, and anything that blocks me off from the sunlight of the spirit has to go. Or I'm not going to get well. So, you know, it's telling me exactly what to do. It's talking about that, you know, that these resentments destroy more alcoholics than anything else, and it was absolutely destroying me and those around me. And so, you know, I'm spiritually sick, and I need to accept spiritual help. And so, you know, it's telling me exactly what to do. We listed people, institutions, or principles with whom we were angry. We asked ourselves why we were angry. And I know for me, I really wanted to try to get stuck on the second column, which is the cause why I was angry, because I felt that I was a victim and I had been victimized, and I wanted you to sit there and listen to my tales of woe and things like that. But I was taught that, you know, in the second column, that I just use like 9 words or less, not to write a book, and about what the cause is, so that I didn't stay stuck, because that would just keep me sick. And once, you know, going through this resentment list, I was able to, you know, see, and it also talks about what it affects, how I was affected, how I was threatened, you know, and I was able to see how these resentments were just, had just been running my life. They had taken over my life and were dictating who I talked to and what I did and what I said. And I was just reliving these resentments in my head over and over and over on a daily basis. I'm so grateful, though, that these steps are here and that I did go through 4 through 9, the action steps. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 9, 10, 11, 12, and I was able to go through the fourth column as well and see how I set the ball rolling on most of these, and seeing on most of these just how ridiculous it was for me to be resentful. And that was the beginning of me taking responsibility and learning that I wasn't this victim, that I was also a participant in a lot of things. And it wasn't to beat myself up.